Well, today's gospel is a very interesting one. It is from Luke chapter 13. It's very interesting because we hear some current events that happened in the Lord's day. You hear about a massacre of Galileans, and then you hear about a tower that fell upon some of the workers. Obviously, they didn't have the internet and the news services back then, so word of these disasters was just spread by word of mouth. And that's why it says people came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, did you hear about those Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices?" Well, what actually happened here? Well, we know that up in Galilee, it was a hotbed for revolt against Rome. And sometimes, as you know, when people would come down to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices, they would perhaps cause a revolt. Well, Pontius Pilate, who was a very harsh man, apparently murdered these Galileans while they were in the temple of Jerusalem offering sacrifices. That's why it says their blood was mingled with their sacrifices that they were offering. As you know, Pontius Pilate could be a very harsh man. One time he stole money from the temple of Jerusalem to build the aqueduct in Jerusalem. Another time he brought in imperial statues into the city of Jerusalem, which offended the Jewish people, just like those atheistic signs right at the courthouse offend all of you good people. So Pontius Pilate did things like that. He was not he was very resentful that they had stuck him in this outpost, and so he would try to sometimes give the Jewish people a hard time. Well, we heard about these Galileans that came down, and so he massacred them in fear of a revolt, and this was done. And this is what they bring up to the Lord, and they say, "Lord, what do you think about this?" The Lord makes an interesting answer. You see, the Jewish mentality, the ancient mentality, was that, well, if someone, died tragically or was killed in this way, they must have done something wrong. In other words, suffering was because of their own individual sin. That was the mentality. If you were poor, if you had bad health, if you were suffering, you must be the biggest of the sinners. The Lord said, he said no. He said, that's not the reason. He says, do you think that these Galileans suffered in this way because they were the greatest of the sinners? Jesus says, no, they were not more sinful than any other Galileans. He says, by no means were these people, you know, greater sinners than other Galileans. The Lord then says something very interesting. He then turns it to them and says, but if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did, right? So he's saying, when you hear of these tragedies of current events, look into your own heart and soul and make sure you're ready to meet God. Make sure you're ready to go to heaven. Make sure you've repented of your sins so when sudden tragedies occur, that you'll be ready. That's why Jesus says, if you do not repent, you'll all perish as they did. And then the Lord gives us another current event. He says, what about those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them? They were construction workers, and this tower fell upon them. Jesus says, do you think that they were more guilty than everybody else living in Jerusalem? He says, by no means. You know, accidents happen. And the Lord is saying here, you always have to be ready, you know, for whenever the Lord calls us, whether it's when we're 80 years old, 50 years old, or whenever. He says, I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Perhaps the Lord was giving the people a warning that in 70 AD, the Romans would come in and destroy the whole city of Jerusalem, and about 1 million would be killed under that siege. Well, lastly, the Lord sort of wraps it all up by giving a little parable of the fig tree. And the fig tree, the owner went out to look for figs, and for 3 years it found no figs. Jesus here is referring to his public ministry of 3 years, working among the people, looking for fruit. And he said that the owner could not find any fruit, and he's about to tear down the fig tree. But somebody intervenes and says, well, let's give it one more year. And then, if it doesn't produce fruit, you can cut it down. So I think this parable also has the same message, that when the Lord comes to us and looks for the fruit in our life, which is virtue, holiness, sanctifying grace, we have to make sure that he finds it, right? He can't look for it for year after year after year and not find it, because eventually he's going to call us home. He's going to have us stand before him in Judgment Day. And at that time, we have to make sure that we have been bearing the fruit that the Lord wants to see in our life. So the main message of the gospel is that, you know, we always have to be ready for when the Lord would call us, and when he wants to check whether or not we have fruit, we have to make sure that we are producing the fruit that the Lord wants to see in us.